Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. So death.
Just in, right before the show started, Global 14 and Global 14 Radio offers our sincere condolences to the Jobs family. Steve Jobs has passed away at a young age of 56 of pancreatic cancer. Rest in peace to a true genius of this. This is like no one expected this one. So once again, we offer our sincere condolences. All right. So let's get this party started today. This is your girl Crush. My co-host Ash is on. We got a real great show planned for you today. So let's get straight into it. Wait, hold on. I couldn't find my Steve's drink. Y'all know I can't start my show without my Steve's energy drink. Shout out to Steve, the best vegan energy drink out there. It's really, really good. Everybody, I wish you would try it. Call in, let me know how you feel about it as well. I'm Ash. Have you tried this before?
No, but the way you're talking about it, I'm going to have to go get me some.
Yeah, no, it's really good. And like I said, you know I'm vegan, so I'm not going to steer you guys wrong. If something is nasty, I'll let you know. But this right here, this is it right here. So, all right, so let's get into it. Global 14-14, meet and greet. Starts at the end of the month, October 30th, going all the way through November 12th. Check global14.com for updates. Don't be the last one to know because, I mean, we're going to have a lot of fun on this meet and greet. Today, our special guest is recording artist Shante. Tomorrow, we got So Def producer Mike Colombo and recording artist Jazzy. So be sure to tune in tomorrow. We got some real quickies for you guys today. Let's go over some quick things that I saw in the news. Congrats to J. Cole. Sideline Story opened up at number one with over 217,000 records sold in its first week of sales. Yo, I didn't expect it. A lot of people didn't even think he was going to hit 50K, so congrats to him. Ladies, fine-ass Idris Elba as James Bond. I can see it. I mean, Idris is like a man's man. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I'd even give Idris some ass. Idris would do well as James Bond, so I hope this happens. I'm really looking forward to see if that's going to happen. All right, so Forbes drops the highest paid women's list today. Should be no surprise. Y'all know who was number one, our girl Oprah with 290 mil. I kind of feel like she probably makes more than that, you know. No real woman lets you know how much money she got in the bank account. So, all right, trailing right behind her is Lady Gaga and Bethany Frankel. Some of you guys might not know who Bethany is. Some of you do remember her from The Real Housewives of New York City. But I don't think that's how she got on the list. She is the founder of the Skinny Girl brand. Google it. Check it out. Also on the list, honorable mentions, Beyonce, Ellen, and Judge Judy. Made it. Check out Forbes.com for the complete list. Check it out. All right. Uncle Luke. Uncle Luke threatening Lil Wayne and Diddy's Miami cars. He's talking about he's going to yank Lil Wayne and Diddy's Miami cars. And, yeah, I like to see that shit. Too many people make money off them dudes. Like, get over it, Uncle Luke. Like, Ash, how do you feel about that?
Man, you got to understand, Luke has been down for Miami forever. So, you know what I'm saying, he's all about the community, and he feel that these people coming in, you know, and they're not really contributing to the city. However, I mean, they got houses, so I think they're paying taxes. So what else do you want them to do? I mean, shit, that's more than what some people are doing. So,
right,
hey.
But it just sounds like, my thing is, why take that approach and say, I'm going to yank your card? Like, has he tried to approach them and say, yo, like, I want to throw this charity event or whatever? I just think, like, a lot of people do this shit just to get in the news. Like, too many people make, too many strippers and hoes make too much money off of Diddy and Lil Wayne. So,
I mean,
all right, the queen, what was he going to say?
I was going to say, you also got to understand Luke running for mayor. So, I mean, it's a political thing and a political part in that, too.
Yeah, I'm still not buying that shit. That sounds like some old bullshit. He just want to be seen. Thirsty. Anyway, the queen, who is Mary J, released her cover for My Life 2, set to release November 21st. Can't wait. A lot of people, we're getting a lot of mixed feelings about her releasing My Life 2. You know, My Life was a classic. I can't wait for it. I hope she brings, like, the old Mary, the My Life Mary J back. I'm very interested in seeing, you know, what she's going to bring to the table with this. You know, we already know JD and V Cox and Pharrell are producing on it. So, you know, let's see what happens. But once again, Mary J, My Life 2, set to release November 21st. Our boy JB posted a story on Global 14 about a woman in Delaware who tried to sell her baby for 15 G's. So she can go, get this, so she can go to Disney World. All right, now, Ash. Ash. Not only do I have a problem with that, but she was released on a $7,000 unsecured bail bond. This is what I'm talking about. Child damn neglect at its highest level. How in the hell did she get out of jail? She pretty much was selling her baby. It doesn't matter. Let's just look at the bigger issue. She was selling her baby. With all these pedophiles and shit out here, she's going to sell her baby? I don't care what was going on. You just don't go selling your damn baby to people and think that that shit is okay and then get arrested and then you get out. You know, $7,000 unsecured bond means that she only put up how much? Somebody do the math for me, because that ain't right.
Yeah, I mean, because it's really what, only 10%, so she only put up, what, $700 or shit like that? Something like that, it's something low, but it don't even matter. I mean, the simple fact is that they let her ass out.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that. That's the fucked up laws we have. But nothing you can do about it.
Right, right. Right. So let's take a quick commercial break, because we got a lot of stuff that we want to get into. And before we do all of that, let's just go ahead and take a quick commercial break, and we'll come back with some more of our great news.
I don't even know if you understand how hot this shit got me. I don't even know if you understand how hot this shit got me. Take control and give me something to feel.
Oh,
I won't complain, I'll let you do what you please. Cause I'm coming apart at the seams. Oh boy.
You got me 102 degrees. For the way you touching me, I'm past the boiling point.
All right, welcome back, lifers. Let's get into another topic of today, and the one that we cover every single day, the Conrad trial. Today, a prosecution played a recording of MJ in an incoherent state. This broke my heart to listen to that. I couldn't even listen to the whole thing, but to hear him like this, this was a lot for me to hear. It didn't even sound like the Michael we all know. He wanted to dedicate This Is It towards his children. I mean, all the things that he was saying, it was just, it just kind of, it tore me apart. It choked me up a little bit. It's almost like I kind of regretted hearing and pressing play on that video and listening to that. So, man, I don't even know what to say. I know, I'm sure it was harder for the Jackson family to even listen to as well. So, but you know what I'm getting ready to say, though. Why was this recorded? Conrad, what the hell were you doing recording MJ in this type of state? See, this is why I see celebrities are so cautious about who they hire, who they have around them. Like, MJ was trying to have a heartfelt convo with Conrad, and this bitch is sitting here recording it. I swear for God, Ash, if I ever catch Conrad in the street, we gonna have a problem. This is crazy, man. Like, how in the hell would you? That's just like me sitting there upset, getting drunk, and you be like, yeah, I'm about to record this girl right now. She sound crazy to the motherfucker. No, don't do that. That was rude as hell, Conrad. I'm so sick and tired of his ass. Y'all don't look, I know I say this every day, but he just does some stupid shit.
What's crazy is I'm surprised they don't pull up some extra charges, because isn't that a felony to record someone without their consent?
I think so.
So, I wonder. Yeah. So, anyway.
Right.
Right.
So, if anyone just called in, we're talking about the recording that the prosecution released today on Michael Jackson. People call in. Let me know how you feel about this recording. I want to hear how people feel. You know, this is crazy. I know I'm not the only one that feels this way about Conrad. So, if you're listening, call in 760-913-4119. All right. So, let's get on into this. This has been on my mind and also been in the news for the past couple of days. Say it ain't so. My man Diddy, did you kill Tupac? I don't think so, but what's kind of crazy is Diddy's name has been thrown in and around, you know, the controversy and the conspiracy for a long time. And, I mean, I don't know what to say. Because this is crazy. So this former LAPD police detective, Greg Kading, I hope that's how you say his last name, but he wrote a book saying Diddy ordered a hit on Suge and Tupac. The confessed killer, Kef D, or Kefe, I don't know, let's call him Kef, said that at first Diddy only wanted Suge dead. But after Tupac made hit him up, Diddy got pissed, so he added Tupac to the list. So Kef pretty much told Diddy it would be $1 million to do the job. What kind of concerns me about Mr. Kef D is that he never got paid, and he said that some crip named Zip took the money. Ash. So just off of that alone, he said that somebody else took the money, and he never got a piece of it. What is
like
that
I said earlier.
So far? What to me it's a red flag, because how in the hell is it that you let somebody else take the money and then you're just now coming out or saying, period, like, look, he never gave me the money, and if he would have gave me the money, I would have never said nothing. Like, yeah, this is crazy.
Man, look here. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. That's all that needs to be said. Come on, like, really? I mean, all of this is stupid to me. Like, why is all of this relevant, and why is all this coming out now? Where was all this information 10 years ago when the case was hot? Or, you know, 5 years? But But I mean, it's like now it's a little bit too late now. I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, they just doing this because of Diddy. That's all.
Well, and then and my other thing is too. I have to think like what popped up in my mind is why would Diddy let this go on? Like, but then of course, if Diddy dropped some money on dude, then it would be like, okay, why did Diddy pay this guy? You know that he must be guilty. But, you know, still I'm just kind of like, I mean, this doesn't make any sense. It just sounds like dude just got out of jail. He needs some money. So, you know, writing this story or whatever else or giving this statement, and I kind of feel like he got paid from it. He needed some money. So he don't care about Puffy or Diddy. You know, he don't care about Sean Combs. So, but Diddy issued a statement. He said the story is pure fiction and completely ridiculous. The Lifers, let's talk about this. Call in, tell us what you think. 760-913-4119. I would love to hear what you guys have to say about this, you know, allegation that Diddy killed Tupac. I definitely don't believe it. It's strange. You know, even if Diddy made a comment back in the day just out of anger, that doesn't mean that he did it. You know what I'm saying? So it's just kind of like, you know, this is, we're going to keep watching this as well and keep reporting this on the show. And then on Biggie's murder, Katie engaged Mrs. Wallace, who is Biggie's mom, for those of you, I'm sure we have some young listeners that don't even know nothing about this, and gave Mrs. Wallace a copy of the book. And, of course, Mrs. Wallace's attorney says the book is very, very flawed. You know, how would Suge know about Biggie attending the party that night if it was a last-minute change? I think that's what, you know, everybody's trying to feel like. How would Suge, if Suge was locked up at the time and he supposedly gave his girlfriend the money to hire someone to kill Biggie? And the attorney was just like, you know, okay, how would Suge get that information? So maybe that's another thing, another question people need to ask, like how in the world would Suge know that Biggie was not going to Europe that night, like he was supposed to, and then because he didn't, he ended up staying in Cali and going to the party. So the attorney also mentioned that Katie doesn't properly dispute the police involvement either. So it's just kind of like, you know, he's trying to point the finger away from the police, even though he's retired, and even though he's trying to say kind of like once he started getting real close to who actually killed Tupac and Biggie, they kind of like shut him down. So, Ash, how do you feel about this Biggie thing?
I mean, the whole, you know, this whole like Biggie, Tupac, me personally, I'm going back to the whole I think Suge shot Tupac, like he said back in the beginning of the, you know, in the record back in the days, like, you know, back when we was high and stuff like that. Kids don't do those drugs, I'm just saying. But you listen to the stuff, and they said Suge shot me. I believe it. But the whole thing, you know, with Biggie, I mean, people just try to fetch, you know, put anything that sounds good, and unfortunately, you know, you got, what do you call those people, those conspiracy theory people?
Yes.
And so everything sounds good to them. So, you know, even though they got all jacked up like they got dyslexia or something, I don't know, but, you know.
Right.
Anything sounds good, keep your name out there, I guess. I mean.
Yeah.
We'll never know.
Yeah. I don't think we'll ever find out exactly. I know that Orlando Anderson was the one that everyone said that killed Tupac, who is actually Kef D's nephew, and that's who they're saying that killed Tupac. But, I mean, you know, will these murders ever get solved? I don't think so. You know, Lifers, if you're listening, you know, why do you think this keeps getting brought up? We want to hear from our listeners. Call in, 760-913-4119. We'd love to hear how you feel about the Tupac and Biggie murders as a whole. I mean, it doesn't matter. Call in. Let us know how you feel. We want to hear what everyone has to say. All right. tonight we have another segment of Spilt Tea with my girl Renita. What's up, Renita? What you got? Uh-oh.
Today?
Sorry about that. Hold on. You're live now.
Okay.
You got to start over.
You
know
let
why?
Me just
yeah,
say,
you know
lifers.
You know what
exactly.
That is.
She
yeah,
is trying
you know
to
why.
Shut me out, lifers, because the Spilt Tea starts off with my favorite group and the one that Crush likes to hate on, Destiny's Child. Yep. Like I reported yesterday, nice old Latavia did her interview with UK Mara. Well, now LaToya has went and did her interview. She did a sit-down interview with Essence Magazine where she talks about her music, her new movie that's about to come out, and, of course, Destiny's Child. She says that people always want to start beef and a competition between the girls, but she also backed up with what Latavia said. There is no beef with the girls. She says she talks to Kelly all the time, and also she's already wished Beyonce, Jay, and the little one, you know, blessings and congratulations. So, Crush, go ahead, get the hating out now so I can finish my gossip.
I'm just saying, both of them helpers are late and overdone. Who cares? I don't care about that, about bringing up that shit. Say congratulations to Jay and B. You know what I'm saying? Let's hope they have a healthy baby. But the rest of that shit, like, stop bringing up Destiny's Child. I don't care. That's old damn news. It's old, man. Okay, I'm done.
Just because you said that, I'm going to go on Global 14 and I'm going to flood your page somehow of all Destiny's Child's greatest hits.
You can't, but see, you know what? Fortunately on Global 14, you just can't post that on my page. You're going to get cussed out by everybody else for flooding with that late-ass Destiny's Child bullshit.
That's not true. That's not true. It's millions and millions of us. Anyway, as I go on, Modern Family Sophia Varaga launches her new clothing line, which I've been waiting for because I love how she dresses herself. She just signed a deal with Kmart. The 39-year-old will launch a line called Sophia, of course, after herself, which I would call my line my name, too. She wanted to make clothes that's sexy and affordable for all women of all sizes. So she has a line from petite to plus size. I've already seen several samples, and I'm excited. So I'll be hitting up Kmart and getting my pieces. Thanks for looking out for the big girls. Marsha Ambrosia has dropped a mixtape called Late Nights and Early Mornings. She did an awesome remix called Let Me Go in Paris, and she uses the beat of Niggas in Paris by Jay-Z and Kanye. It's really hot. The mixtape's done by her DJ Active. I will be posting a link to that on Global 14 on my page, and my page is at Rock and Rolla. So check that out. It's a really good listen. Madonna is performing at Super Bowl for 2012. Yep, nope, there's no interference. You heard me correct, everyone. Madonna is performing during halftime for Super Bowl 2012. Now, what the hell is that? I mean, yes, I'm a Janet fan. Madonna, okay, I hope Madonna comes out, does Human Nature, Erotica, Justify My Love, and ends it with Janet singing Scream, because you might as well bought Janet back. Hung actor Thomas Jane admitted he used to be homeless, but not only was he homeless, he used to prostitute, like, for men and women. Like, he used to sell, he used to smash for cash, ladies and gentlemen. And it's funny that years later, he's a successful actor, and he plays on TV, on the show Hung, a guy that is a male escort. Now, Crush, I know you have something to say about this one, too, because this is your favorite show.
You know, I am pro free love. Like, he had to get all the cash. I ain't hating on him. Shit, if you hungry, hell, you're going to do what you got to do. So, get it, boo.
But it was. Oh, boy. See, this is what I'm saying. Hate Destiny's Child and is pro smashing for cash. What am I going to do?
No.
Crush?
It's all good.
It is all good. I love you, except for when you hate on Destiny's Child. Kat Von D confirms, which I find this hilarious, that she left Jesse James because, big surprise, he cheated on her too. Kat Von D went to Twitter telling her fans that she is not going to waste time printing about her cheating ex in her upcoming book. That's what you get, boo. Sandra Bullock, I had a pleasure to meet, is one of the nicest people you could ever meet. And what goes around comes around, that's what you get. The spilt tea of the day is what female artist, I'll even give you a little more. She's a Grammy-winning artist. She's been sober for years now. Like, she's done it all, drugs, alcohol, and had voice like, oh, my God, unbelievable. Apparently, she is fell off the wagon, and she refuses to go to rehab or any type of treatment for it. Just to let you guys know, because I know everyone's like, oh, this is easy. This is Whitney. Nope, ladies and gentlemen, it is not Whitney Houston. So who could it be? If you know, hit us up and let us know your thoughts. That's the split D for today. Thank you for listening. You can always reach me, ladies and gentlemen, at Global 14. I'm at Rock and Roller, RockNRolla. And that's it.
Yo, what the hell was that accent you just threw on? What
yes,
was that?
Yes, I'm trying to. You know, I'm trying to get into my acting skills and stuff, so when I travel the world to see Destiny's Child on their reunion tour, I can relate.
Yeah, acting is part of being Destiny's Child, honey. All right, let's move on. All right, so we're going to go ahead and go straight into the G report. And our boy, Ryan Jeezy, what's up, homie? What you got for us today?
I have quite a bit, actually. Some interesting, okay. Some not as much, but most of it is, as always. There was a shooting today in Northern California. A 45-year-old man, Sharif Allman, opened fire at about 4 a.m. at a safety meeting. He worked at a quarry, and six were injured at the meeting, and two of them died right there on the scene, and one of them actually died later the day at the hospital. And then later, when he tried leaving, he attempted hijacking a car and shot a woman in the arm. Luckily, I'm not sure of her status, but I know as of now, she has not yet been announced dead. And I can't go into a lot of detail about this one, but I actually thought it was really interesting. For the first time, scientists have derived thriving colonies of embryonic stem cells using cloning technology. The stem cells actually cannot be used because they contain 69 chromosomes, whereas a normal set only contains 46. But this is a huge stepping stone for scientists to understand more about cloning and more of what they need to do to get it to their right number. And they actually used a system called SCNT, which isn't technically cloning, but you know how things are. It basically is. And it calls for somatic cell nuclear transfer. I have no idea about any of this. It's really scientific. But basically, it uses an adult cell fused with an egg to make embryo to create stem cells to match the patients. And there's a lot of things that stem cells can actually help. They were mostly talking in the article about diabetes, but I've heard several other things that I've heard it helps with helping people walk again, stuff like that. I don't know how you feel about any of that, but I think it's very interesting. I wish I understood it more.
Right. Right. It's like, okay, can we
it's all
get
over my
a
head.
Demonstration?
All above
right.
My head.
Like, it sounds great, but hey, I wish we can get a clearer understanding and yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that.
And then I found this actually out, I found this out today too, and it was actually interesting. Medical marijuana dispensaries can't get tax deductions, standard business expenses at tax deductions such as payroll, security, or rent. And there's actually one of the biggest dispensaries, Harborside Health Center, is one of the it's one of the nation's largest dispensaries. They're having a huge problem, and they owe $2.5 million for the 07-08 tax years. And they don't get their tax cuts because there's no deduction for In 1982, Ronald Reagan set a law which basically would not allow tax deductions for trafficking or controlled substances. And even though it is legal to have marijuana in 16 states and D.C., it's still a controlled substance. And this is the dumbest part. It's a controlled one substance, which is the most harmful of them all. And it's above things such as cocaine. However, marijuana is more deadly than cocaine. I don't know.
Right.
We'll leave that up to the lifers to decide. But I thought that was very interesting. And this actually, this dispensary actually had a lot with establishing. It was one of the first in, and like I said, it's the largest. But if the IRS doesn't change its mind, they will go out of business for owing so much money.
Wow.
And Apple iPhone, it is crazy. And Apple iPhone, they will be offering $200 for a perfect 16-gigabyte iPhone. But that also means it has to be in perfect condition.
Back up. What did you just say again?
If you have an iPhone, I wasn't very clear about that. I'm sorry. If you have an Apple iPhone 4, you can recycle it. And I don't have the exact website. I couldn't find it. But it is through Apple. And they're offering $200 if you have a perfect 16-gigabyte iPhone, which I read could cover the cost of a new iPhone 4S.
Right.
Which I thought that was really interesting that you can get up to that much for your old phone. That way, if you want to go get a new 2-year contract, your price will be covered.
Right.
And
wow.
Both released, yeah. So if you just got an iPhone, right there's your way to get some money back in if you like to stay up to date on all your iPhones.
Yeah, trade up. It's always a good thing to trade up because I heard you couldn't really do that with the iPhone like that. You have to buy a completely new one.
Yeah, I was surprised they were giving you up to $200 for an old iPhone.
That's
a lot.
Yeah.
Bose released a new Bluetooth headset, and this is quite upgraded from its old one. It has two microphones to help adjust the background noise, and I thought this was interesting. It has what's called an adaptive adjustment audio. And what this means is if you're in a loud room, you're not going to have to worry about busting your eardrum because it's automatically going to adjust to play louder in a louder environment. And if you go in a quieter environment, it's not going to be yelling and screaming right in your ear. It'll automatically adjust. And this is going to cost you about $150 if you're a Bluetooth kind of person.
It's not bad because I know a lot of people that use a Bluetooth and not to say necessarily you'll be in a club using your damn Bluetooth, but it would be interesting to see, you know, for those that are in promotions and event management, how that Bluetooth would work.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of states, the only way you can talk on your cell phone when you drive is if you have a Bluetooth. So it'll be interesting to see how the new technology, that adaptive adjustment audio actually works, because I thought that was very interesting.
Right.
And this is also, I know I've said the word interesting about 30 different times today, but there was an electric aircraft competition. The event was held by NASA and sponsored by Google. And when the winner would get $1.35 million. And what they had to do was fly 200 miles under 2 hours using less than a gallon of gas. Well, using a gallon of gas or equivalent per passenger for fuel. And the winner that got the money traveled the 200 miles, and they had 4 passengers. But the incredible thing was it used barely over 1 gallon of gas for the whole trip. That's how I read it. And then the runner-up, who got $120,000, which when I think about it, that's probably nothing compared to what it costs to make the aircraft. It was only a two-seater, but at takeoff, it was only 60 decibels, which that
oh, wow.
is equivalent to about as loud as typing on a keyboard. So I personally would like to actually see that happen, the airplane take
right.
off and not be able to really hear it at all, because that's mind-boggling. And the fact that you can take an airplane that far for that little amount of energy, that's also
right.
impressive. When it costs $30,000 an hour to fly a private jet.
Yeah.
Your G6s and your G5s.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and that's crazy because a lot of people, you know, I think we're all waiting for that Jetsons type thing where we can all float around in the air and shit and, instead of driving. I think it's coming. That I think we're getting one step closer to that.
I hope it is too, but it'd be a lot more interesting to see a drunk person drive an aircraft than a car. So, yeah, that's all I have for today on the G Report. Thanks, Crush.
All right. Yo, thank you. And we will talk to you tomorrow. And once again, everybody, if you just joined in, we had the spill tea of the day and the sweet tea of the day, and then we just got through going through the G Report with my boy Ryan Zeezy. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll continue the show.
Hamilton Park. This here. From A-Town to Uptown.
I see you, L7.
Real record. Gotta know where to go to get the real shit. When you hear it, nigga, you can feel it. Straight A-Town, Southside, shot it at me. When the feet dry, hair by the go. My influence here with that jam pawn and that LJ. I think I was the one that invented the remix. Think not, fight it.
Can't make you understand, cause girl, I don't understand why I'm such a fool.
All right, welcome back, lifers. How are you this evening? I hope everyone's had a good day today. We are going to continue a conversation that we had earlier this week, the image of black women. So I know what we talked about, and I know we kind of got off course, but I know we've been dying to go back over this subject, and I want to just chime in and see, you know, CT, so me and you talked about it offline a little bit, and from the conversation on Monday, how do you feel about what was being said, and what have you thought about, and what has kind of like changed what you said, what we were talking about? Has anything changed in your mind as far as like the issue of, you know, the image of black women in America?
Hell no. No, not at all. I'm sticking to it. I'm sticking to it. I can't, nope, I will not give in to Ash. No, I cannot. Because, like I said, the image of black women is not all the same. You know, it's not like Ash said, though. It's different, the different environments. Atlanta is different from California. California is different. Women are different in New York. So, no, I'm not changing my point of view about it. I still think that our image, I got a great image. I know you got a great image, but it is some women out there, like you said, that go out looking half-ass decent, going to a grocery store anywhere. So I don't compare myself to that next black woman because, you know, it is what it is. I mean, I'm going to keep my standards high and I don't know. I hadn't changed at all. I'm still sticking to it. Most black guys are, you know, I don't know. I don't know, Ash.
Okay.
What you say, Ash?
I mean, you know, hey. I mean, do you really want to hear what I got to say?
Yes,
I'm
go
just
ahead.
Saying. No, I mean, for real, I think right now it's just pretty much to a state of women just need to feel, you know, more confidence in themselves, you know, and stop,
right.
Like I say, settling for the BS and stop listening to what their friends keep telling them about finding a good person and stop letting them dictate their lives. You know, be you. You know what I'm saying? Live your life how you want to be living. You know, don't worry about for everybody else. So,
right.
That's the way I see it.
Chris, I get
it.
I think that women just period need to stop coming out the damn house looking like Beetlejuice and shit, looking a hot ass mess. So, don't care how the hell they look, looking crazy as hell. So what I want to, you know, pretty much is just, you know, I don't encourage your homegirls and everybody to come out and you know, work on your appearance before you come out the house. You know, brush your teeth before you come out the house. Comb your hair. Do something. So I'm not really tripping about it that much. I just think that as a whole, everybody has a job to do. Just don't let people come out the house walking around looking crazy as hell. So. Once again, I just want to thank everybody for joining us today and, you know, being able to talk about these topics that we go through every single day. And we're bringing up more stuff and doing as much as we can, but I just want to make sure that everybody understands, like, this is a forum. This is what we do every day. This is what we're going to continue to do, and I want everybody to join in and talk to us because I know a lot of people have a lot to say. So, I don't know, CT, Ash, I mean, we got a lot more that we could talk about as far as the image of black women, and we're going to continue to bring up more of these topics and make sure that, you know, everybody gets heard in some kind of way, because on global14.com, we talk about this stuff a lot of times, and people, it gets heated. I mean, we have real discussions on global14.com, and, I mean, I don't know. I just hope that, you know, things can just get a little bit better and the communication can get better, especially, you know, among the black community. So.
Right. I see what you're saying. Because right after we had that conversation, I'm not going to mention any name, but one of our Global 14 members made a statement about Megan Good. I think Megan Good is beautiful. But
right.
He said if are in Vegas, it's something about Vegas black women. I don't think I want to go to Vegas and speak to no black guy out there because you're considered, you know, trash. Why, I don't know. Never been to Vegas, but as said, the environment. You know, maybe all the black women out there hooking, but I doubt that very seriously. You know, even if the newcomers just come in town visiting, but he considered her as, you know, not looking so well. And if we all seen Megan Good on TV, I think she's gorgeous, whatever she
right.
wears.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think everybody wants her. Like, when Megan Good first came out, everybody was like, Megan Good, fine. But now she switched up her style, like she's doing her own thing. You know, you can't.
Right.
I don't know. Everybody, they want a certain woman to stay the same. So, I don't know. But maybe we can ask our guests. So, right now, what we're going to do is we're going to talk to our guest, Shantae, recording artist and writer. Shantae, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. How are y'all doing?
Hey, finally, you show up and you join us.
I don't know.
Welcome.
Sorry, I've been rushing around while getting ready for this photo shoot.
Okay. Well, real quick, what I want to mention is you were born in Germany? What part?
Yes, I was. Hanau, Germany. I actually lived in Frankfurt, though.
Okay. You know, I was raised in Germany. Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Yes! Guten Morgen.
Oh, my God. Well, I love Gucci with Thomas Yabin. I love it when I meet other black people, especially that's been raised or born in Germany. And I can remember some things. I can understand it.
I definitely did not learn German, but I know a few words. My mom taught me a few words.
Okay. Well, yeah, and I bet some of y'all didn't know I could speak German. I'm an international player.
Right? Got that passport.
What'd you say?
All right, I got something for you. Far from Nugent.
Man, you better get out of here.
Okay.
All right, so let's go ahead and get into your interview real quick. So you auditioned for Danny D. Kang on Making the Band 3. You know, have you been doing? What have you been doing since Danny D. Kang auditions? And, you know, are you still in contact with some of the group members? Are you in contact with Diddy? Like, let us know, like, what's going on.
Yeah, ever since actually that show, I focused more on writing as far as writing for other artists because I wanted to make sure that I was out of the contract that we had to sign when we left, like, ASAP to go to New York. So I just stayed under the radar and was writing for other artists, but I still, you know, just recently more so got on my YouTube and everything, and I was still doing songs for me, but I wanted to wait it out a little bit. I talked to Andrea probably the longest after I left New York, but then everybody started changing their numbers, so I was like, all right, bye. But I still talked to some of the girls who were in the house.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you, like you just mentioned, you've been doing some writing. What artists have you been doing some writing for? And also, you know, is there a song that's on the charts that we can listen to and support you on? Like, let us know.
Well, yeah, the major artists right now, I'm actually in a writing group. It's called Write Time. It's me and two guys, Dominic Gordon and Brandon Hessen. We wrote for kind of Tanisha Kelly. I don't know if y'all heard of her. She's very talented. She's from Boston, and she actually released her album in Japan, and we wrote four songs on that album. So that's actually on iTunes. It should be available on iTunes in America now. But that's the most recent release we've had. We've also worked Q from 112. His album is about to release, I think, within the next month. And I wrote a song on there. Then we've got a song for Donnie Klang from Making the Band as well. And I'm going to New York next week to work with Deborah Cox, and that'll be really great because love her. So she's going to cut a record that we just recently wrote. So that'll be exciting. I'll definitely give you all a heads up when that's releasing. Yeah, definitely. And, Jessica Mowboy, she's an Australian artist.
Okay.
She won Australian Idol, I believe, I would say 3 years ago. And we were just on her recent album. She was on tour with Chris Brown.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool. So my understanding, I was told, like, you got a lot of people looking at you. So are you being approached by labels? And, you know, what's going on with that?
I definitely have a lot of things on the table. Right now I just shot a video for a single because I'm actually, you know, I have a team. 872 is the team. So we definitely keep things moving and keep the internet buzzing with or without the label. We definitely have some stuff on the table that we're working on, getting the meetings together. So, yeah, it's really exciting.
Okay. So are you nervous about anything? I mean, I know you've got a lot of videos on YouTube, but what's the craziest thing that you've probably experienced through this process?
Through this process, the craziest thing, I would say, you know, the making the band was like one of the craziest experiences. That was probably the most nervous I've been. Now everything else is breezy. I think the most interesting thing is just all the running around that I've been doing. I've done like three photo shoots within the past 7 days. And I filmed a video. And I've also still been writing for other artists. Just a couple days ago, Wish. I don't know if you've heard of her. She's off of Jive.
Yeah.
We just did 3 songs on her this past weekend. She's so dope. And
I love her style. Wish's style is pretty dope.
Yeah, her style is crazy, and her voice is amazing. So we had a great time in the studio with her.
Cool. So let's talk about the mixtape. I read that you have a mixtape coming out. Tell us more about the mixtape.
Suburban Misfit, that is me. And anyone else who fits into that category. Basically, like, just growing up in Denver, Colorado, obviously, like, it's the Suburban Misfit is kind of going to be a compilation of just what kids in the suburbs go through, just wanting to hang out and not really fitting into the stereotypical, oh, we go to private schools and we might graduate with honors, but we still get into some wild stuff like sneaking out or just relationship issues, fun, you know, just a lot of fun rebelling against the whole suburban system stereotype. So basically it's going to be a lot about, I'm a romantic. I have an issue with that. I believe in William Shakespeare.
And,
it's a lot of love songs, but then a lot of fun, like just clubs, you know, just carefree records. And the Suburban Misfit, I got about 4 covers that I'm doing with 2 surprise female guests. And I already released 1 video from Suburban Misfit, which is, I don't know if you saw it on YouTube, the All I Need remix that I did with an artist named Saint Nick.
Yeah, we saw that you posted it on Global 14. You got a lot of good hits on that, so congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. He actually just got signed to Divine Steven, so he's making his way up the ladder too. Yeah, so that was the first single, like a teaser for Suburban Misfit, and I got a couple covers that I'm excited for y'all to hear. So, and I'm going to do mostly originals and about 4 covers.
Okay, well, hey. Let us look. Go on global14.com. We'll definitely support you. What we usually do on our show, this is Real Talk. We ask the artist to sing. You should have known this was coming. So go ahead and sing
expected this.
So go ahead and sing a little something for us before we get up out of here. And once again, if you guys are just joining in, we are on the line with singer songwriter Shante. So what's up? What you got for us?
Okay, I'm going to give you a cover. All right. Hey, my baby, why are you looking so down? Seems like you need loving, oh. Baby, you need a girl like me. Tell me why you cry. You take my hand in your own. Wipe those tears from your eyes. Can I talk to you? Hello.
All right, yo. Thank you so much.
Y'all for taking the time out.
No, it's all good. You showed up late. You know, we next time you get
on
the show, we're going to make sure you show
up
whole time.
Let me tell you, they are beating my face right now. They've been doing my hair the whole time on my phone. I'm like doing 10 different things. I'm so sorry.
No, it's all good. Thank you so much. We love having raw talent on the show.
Anytime you want to come back on, I appreciate the support and everything.
Yeah, once you start dropping your stuff, let us know, and then we'll have you back on the show. So once again, all right, lifers.
If you just missed
a girl Shante dropping the jewels and singing and blowing over the live stream. Shante, have a good one. We'll see you on Global 14.
Thank you so much. I'll be talking to y'all soon.
All right, have a good one.
All right, you too.
All right, so once again, I just want to say that you guys, great show. Thank I want to thank my co-hosts, Chocolate Tiger, Ash, and Renita and Ryan. We are live Monday through Friday, once again, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tomorrow's special guest is our boy, So-So Def producer Mike Colombo and recording artist Jazzy. Once again, I want to thank JD. I want to thank all of our listeners that continue to support us. You can find us on global14.com and Twitter at global14 and G14 Radio. That's G14 Radio. Thanks for tuning in tonight to Global 14 Radio, LTL for Life. Good night.
Hey, to the lifers all across the globe, yeah, you already know, yeah, I said you already know, yeah. I wake up in the morning, can't wait to log in, and you already know that the party don't end. I'm on that global14.com, I'm on that global14.com. Shout out to all the lifers.
What are you waiting for? Go ahead, log in now on global14.com. Welcome to the party.